Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Let's lift up our hands and lift up our voice, worship the name of the Lord this morning. Give God praise, give God glory, magnify the name of the Lord. Appreciate Him from the depth of your heart. Let the Lord God hear the voice of your thanksgiving this morning. Your voice of appreciation, giving God thanks, giving God all the glory, magnifying the name of the Lord. Somebody that is happy to be in the presence of God this morning, why not lift up your voice, lift up your hands, and praise His holy name. Glorify Him. Magnify the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving, your voice of appreciation. Is somebody giving God thanks? You slept and you are awake this morning because Christ sustained you. Lift up your voice and give God praise. Magnify His name. Bless His name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Reference Him. For seeing another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lift up your voice and give God praise. Magnify the name of the Lord. A day again that you are waiting upon the Lord. The Bible said we shall wait upon Him. He will renew our strength. Lift up your voice and give God praise. Give God all the glory. Magnify the name of the Lord this morning. Appreciate God from the depth of your heart. Saying, Father, I thank you for a privilege, oh God, to appear before you again this morning. I bless your name. I glorify your name. I lift up your name high above all names. Father, this morning again we have come before you. You have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Therefore, visit us this morning by the power of your word in the name of Jesus. Are you praying that prayer? Lift up your voice and say, Father, empower me with the spirit of grace and supplication this morning. Father, I desire, O God, the spirit of grace and supplication. Teach me what to pray this morning. Let my prayer this morning attract speedy answers in the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying that prayer? Lift up your voice and say, Father, I desire an encounter on this mountain. Why not lift up your voice and express your heart desire unto the Lord? Father, a day full of your blessings, a day full of your encounter. Father, I desire your encounter this morning. Visit me this morning upon this mountain, the mountain of change, mountain of transfiguration. Father, I desire your visitation this morning. Empower me, oh God, even by your word. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Shout a better amen. Put your hands together for Jesus as we welcome the priest in.
You were Alpha and Omega. We were saved. You are Lord. Yeah.
Somebody put those hands together for Jesus. Praising the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. This is the day he has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him, the Lord. Praising the Lord. Hallelujah.
This is the day he has made.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Say, praise ye
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is the day he has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say, praise ye the Lord.
The Lord of my soul.
Hallelujah.
This is the day he has made.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, the Lord, oh my soul. For this is the day he has made. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you,
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The
day he has made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your voice and praise ye the Lord. This is the day.
The
day he has made. Hallelujah. Somebody, can you just move your body for Jesus? Give him a joyful praise. Give him a dance offering. We say, Olela, oh, Olela Bari.
Olela,
oh, Olela Bari. Olela, oh, Bari.
Olela, oh,
this one.
Olela Bari.
Olela. Olela, olela bari,
olela bari.
Daraibo, darai Jesus bo, daraibo, Jesus bo, olela,
hey,
daraibo,
Jesus
bo,
aya,
we say dara, daraibo, daraibo, darai Jesus bo. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Oh, 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 oh. We give you praise, Jesus. You are worthy. We say, oh, Lela, oh, 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 Lela Bari.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Or be rising up shortly to commence our intercession. And with this thanksgiving prayer, when we rise, shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for establishing all our new converts and new members in this church, thereby turning them into active disciples of Christ. Our amen can be stronger. In John chapter 4, verse 29 and 39, paraphrase, he said, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this a Christ? And many of the Samaritans in that city believed. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we engage passionately by saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for establishing all of our new converts and new members in this church, thereby turning them into active disciples of Christ. Someone is engaging this morning, thanking this great God for establishing all of our new converts and new members in this church, thereby turning them into active disciples of Christ. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation, our Father, our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for establishing all of our new converts and new members in this church, thereby turning each one of them into active disciples of Christ. Lift up your voice this morning, appreciate him, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration for what God is doing in the midst of our new convert, establishing each one of them and thereby turning one of them into active disciples of Christ. Our Father, our God, we have come in the name of Jesus Christ, returning all the glory back to you for establishing each of our new converts and new members into this church and thereby establishing them to active disciples of Christ. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we have come with a heart of gratitude, thanking you for establishing every one of our new convert, every new member you have given to us in this church, thereby turning them into active disciples of Christ. Is someone truly appreciating him this morning? Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for establishing all of our new converts and new members in this church, thereby turning each one of them into active disciples of Christ. Is someone thanking him this morning? You can thank him in your understanding, and you can equally thank him in the Holy Ghost. Our Father, thank you for planting every one new convert and new member you have given to us in this church. And thank you for equally turning them into active disciples of Christ. Is someone thanking him this morning? Thank him boldly. Thank him confidently. Thank him from the depth of your heart, our Father, our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have come with a heart of gratitude this morning, appreciating you, giving you all the glory for establishing all of our new convert, all of our new members, planting them and turning them into active disciples of Christ. Someone is still engaging passionately this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving. Our Father, thank you for establishing. Thank you for planting them. Thank you for indeed causing them to be established in this church. All of our new convert, all of our new members, and turning each one of them into active disciples of Christ. We have come appreciating you. Is someone truly grateful this morning? Now lift those hands, appreciate him some more, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Our Father, thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Be seated and give the Lord a big hand.
In a moment again, we shall yet rise to pray. This segment, we are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us your word in season in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Isaiah 50 and verse 4, the Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Let's rise together, lift up our voices of gratitude, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending the word in season in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning, and let's give quality thanks to God. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sending us your word in season, consistently, continuously, in all our gathering, in every single service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Someone lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks to God this morning, and let's do that consciously from the depth of our hearts. We're thanking him for the sent word, that's never ceased to flow in all of our services. Our Father and our God, again this morning, we are thanking you in the name of Jesus for sending us your word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone lift up your voice. Saints of God, ensure you are giving quality thanks to God from the depth of your heart. Give him all the glory for the sent word. Every time we gather in all of our services, the word has never ceased to flow. The right word, the word in season, meeting everyone at a point of need. Therefore, lift up your voice. He sent his word. He's the source of the word. Let's give quality thanks to God our Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you again this morning for sending us the word in season in every of our services, resulting in the multiplication of disciples, the word of establishment, the word of testimony in the life of every worshiper. For that we say thank you. Someone grateful this morning, ensure your thanksgiving is registered. You are giving God quality thanks from the depth of your heart, magnifying his name, celebrating the faithfulness of our God. Our Father and our God, we give you thanks for the sent word, the word in season that's never ceased to flow in every of our gatherings, our Sunday services, midweek services, early morning prayer hour, even the WSF. Your word has never ceased to flow, the right word, that word that comes with force, birthing testimonies and changes and transformations in the lives of participants and worshipers. For that we say thank you with grateful hearts this morning. Give quality thanks to God, magnify his name. Remember, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Let's do that which is good this morning. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the sent word, the word in season you keep sending in every of our services, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Someone lift up your voice, give God thanks from the depth of your heart, magnify his name. How forcible are right words? That word has never ceased to flow in every of our gathering. Let's thank him. He's the fountain of the word. He's the source of the word. Let's give him quality thanks. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we are gathered this morning with grateful hearts. We are gathered this morning with thankful spirits, saying thank you for the sent word, the word in season that's never ceased to flow in all of our services. Consistently, you have sent the word, that word that has met the needs of worshipers, participants across the globe, that word that has provoked testimonies, transformations in the lives of members. For that we say thank you. Someone lift up your voice. Why not thank him in the spirit right now? Magnify his name. You can thank him in the language of the spirit. Do that from the depth of your heart. Magnify his name for the sent word that's never ceased to flow in every of our gathering. Our Father and our God, we thank you again this morning for consistently sending your word in all of our services. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Big hand for Jesus this morning, and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall rise again to pray. And this time, we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, we cry out to you this morning, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with faith in your heart, engaging a sustainable hand, engaging the hand of God for establishment of all our newly planted churches. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. In the name of Jesus, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out this morning, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. For sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice. Pray with faith in your heart this morning. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice and call for his hand of sustenance, his hand of establishment, his hand of enlargement to come upon mightily upon all our newly planted churches. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. In the name of Jesus, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord keep adding to the church on daily basis. Let's stand upon this word of God and pray with fervency of the Spirit, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. In the name of Jesus, pray unto our God. Lift up your voice, engage your faith, engage the fervency of the Spirit, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we cry out to you this morning. We are asking for your mighty hand, your hand of sustenance, your hand of enlargement, your hand that can establish all our newly planted churches across the globe. We are asking, oh Lord, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice the more. Pray with faith in your heart. We have the confidence that every time we pray in line with his word, our God answers. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray this prayer with confidence. Keep calling upon the God of heaven, engaging the name of Jesus, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Now lift up your voice and pray this prayer in the Spirit. Pray it in your understanding. Engage your heart, engage your faith, and pray with the fervency of the Spirit. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Now lift up your two hands to the Lord, wave it unto him and give him thanks. He has heard us again this morning. Our Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
Shortly we shall be rising up again to pray and shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth, resulting in further replication of the cells this year. Can I hear the loudest amen? Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19 says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Please rise up to your feet. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth, resulting in further replication of cells in this church this year. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Father Lord, empower this church for supernatural growth at the grassroots. Let every WSF center replicate. Father Lord, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth, resulting in further replication of the cells in this church, even this year. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Pray your understanding, also intercede in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Empower every one cell in this church for supernatural growth. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father concerning the cells in this church. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Empower every one cell fellowship. Empower every WSF center, Lord, for supernatural growth. Lord, resulting in the further replication of cells this year, resulting in a further replication of our WSF centers even this year. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. Pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Empower every cell in this church for is someone praying? Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Pray it fervently. Pray from your heart. Father, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Engrace every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. And as a result, let there be further replications at a higher dimension. Lift up your voice as you pray. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth, resulting in further replication of the cells even this year. Empower every cell in this church for supernatural growth. Let each and every one Winner Satellite Fellowship Center be empowered for supernatural growth. Be empowered for supernatural increase, resulting in further replication of the cells this year. Now lift up those hands. Begin to appreciate God. Give Him thanks for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus. And please, you may be seated.
Yet again, we'll rise to pray. And when we rise, we're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Saints of God, let's rise up as we lift up our voices praying for the midweek service today. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight,
resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Lift up your voice, saints of God. We are praying. We are the first partakers of the fruit of this prayer. Lift up your voice as you pray everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Supernatural turnaround testimonies. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Pray with every fervency of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Lift up your voice, pray with faith and fervency. This is a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Lift up your voice. This is a prayer that must be answered as we gather at his feet tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage in your faith. Engage in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at our midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Resulting in supernatural testimonies. Lift up your voice. Let God hear your voice of intercession. Engaging your faith and your heart. Ensure you are not just muttering words. We are praying with every clarity this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies that will result in supernatural turnaround testimony. This is our heart desire. We pray in one accord this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at our midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Let's begin to magnify the name of Jehovah God for answered prayers. Father, we bless your name. Jesus, we thank you. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Right now, in this covenant hour of prayer, it's time for personal supplication. We shall be furthering engagement with God's prophetic alert that came to us on Sunday, saying we should turn every bugging issue of our life into items of thanksgiving, and God will be turning them into testimonies. That shall be your experience this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." How do we come? Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Psalms 100 verse 4. And when we make his presence, there shall be fullness of joy. I want to believe God. Together this morning, everyone shall assess his presence. Rise with me. Go before the Lord, item by item. Glorify him and magnify him, celebrating his mercies over those items. And for sure, we are returning with bundles of testimonies. Let's rise, lift up our voices, and give him thanks essentially in the Holy Ghost. Perfect your engagement this morning. Give him thanks in the spirit. Celebrate God. Glorify him. The Lord our God in our midst is mighty. He's healing. He's delivering. He's rejoicing over us. Even as we sing this morning, glorify him. Wave your hands everywhere. Get excited in God's presence. Magnify our King. He has visited us. He has heard us. He has answered us. Testimonies everywhere. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give Jesus the biggest hand of praise.
In this covenant hour prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies. Yours will follow very shortly. Number one, God turned my stagnation to promotion. Bigger, bigger, bigger for Jesus. I had been stagnated in my job for the past 5 years. I usually attend the fourth service every Sunday. But last Sunday after the church service, God spoke to me. Go to Canaan land, dance, praise, and worship me. I obeyed. Despite the heavy traffic, I came. After dancing, praising, and worshiping God, the following day, another job came my way, which I never dreamt of. Here is the appointment letter he added with him. God turned my stagnation into promotion. I give him all the glory. Testifies Amos Iluromi. Please, can we appreciate Jesus for that testimony? Number two, healed of hyperthyroidism via soul winning. In 2016, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, a condition that occurs due to excessive production of hormones by the thyroid gland. However, I administered all the kingdom mysteries and engaged in kingdom advancement endeavors. Also, while my provincial pastor laid hands on me, I read the book titled Rescued from Destruction, authored by Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo. Thereafter, I had an encounter with Bishop David Oyedepo in my dream. He gave me the Holy Communion, but the situation remained the same. Then God told me to win a soul, and I did. When the soul was established, my healing came. Hallelujah. Now I am healed. I give God all the glory. Testifies Ellen Njoku O. Please rise on your feet this morning. Lift up your hands to God. Let's appreciate him for these glorious testimonies.
Lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. Give him the praise that is due unto his name for those awesome testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord. Only God can turn stagnation to promotion. Only God can heal that condition of hyperthyroidism and bring a miracle as people obey him. Let's give him the glory that is due unto his name. Let's celebrate him. Don't mutter your words now. Give him thanks. Give qualitative thanks unto God. Give glory and give honor to his name and celebrate his faithfulness. Thank him, is worthy of all the praise. Thank him, is worthy of all the glory. Thank him, is worthy of all the honor. Thank him, is worthy of all adoration. Blessed be your holy name. 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 Why not also thank him for the answers to your prayers? All of your intercessions, he has heard you. And he has converted all your appreciations into testimonies. Will you give him the glory due unto him? Celebrate him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. Give him thanks expressly this morning. Give him thanks expressly this morning. Give him thanks expressly this morning. Lord, we give you the praise. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I've come to hear from you today. Speak to me by your word. Let your word establish my change of story. I've come here for an encounter with you by your word.
speak to me today and establish my change of story. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord, we have come this morning to thank you and to give you the praise for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for the testimonies we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. Thank you, Lord, for the answers you have given to our prayers and for turning our thanksgiving to testimonies. We give you all the praise and the glory. And this morning, our eyes are upon you, asking that you speak to us again. By your word, let every one of us experience a change of story. We give you the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. A line of exhortations for this week has been thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. We have come to recognize from scriptures that only God can be recognized as the builder of the church. In the book of Matthew 16 and verse 18, he said, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And that simply means that until God is involved, we cannot experience growth and multiplication in the church. Specifically this morning, we are looking at the fact that our God is the God of multiplication. And that means that behind every experience of multiplication in the church of Christ, there can be only one source, and that is God. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, the Bible says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. So God makes it clear that when it comes to multiplication, it can only come from one source, and that is God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11, he said, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. So God makes it very clear that when it comes to the growth, to the advancement and the multiplication of the church, it can only be executed by his hand. And that simply means that if we are going to see multiplication, then it is only from one source, and that source is God. Our God is the God of multiplication. Say with me, my God is the God of multiplication. One more time, my God is the God of multiplication. It is important that we recognize the God that we serve, so that when we see his acts in our midst, we can identify them. One of the reasons why people are not quick to give glory to God is because they are not familiar with the nature of God. Every time God is involved, among other things you see, is the multiplication of his people. If you look at what the scripture tells us in the book of Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost came and the Holy Ghost came down in the midst of the people of God, the Bible says the people and the multitudes were gathered together in verse 6. And we are told that the people began to hear each one giving glory to God in their own language. And they said, these people are drunk. And Peter said, these men are not drunk as you think. He said, but this is that which God spoke through the prophet Joel, that in the last days. What he was simply saying was that all you are seeing is God, is not man. It is God at work, not man at all. And that's why it's important that we recognize his nature. Behind him is multiplication. By verse 41, the Bible says that 3,000 were added to the church. They started with 120. And then by the end of the day, 3,000 had come and were added to the church. And we see all through the scripture, chapter 4, verse 4, we saw another 5,000 added. Chapter 5, verse 14, multitudes were added. Chapter 6, verse 7, the Bible says the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Our God is the God of multiplication. Everywhere you see multiplication, it can only be arrogated to the hand of God. There is no human skill that can multiply the people of God. The building of the church of Christ can only take place by the hand of God. This is so important. And that is why every time we see the church being built up,
We see the church multiplying. Let us point the glory to the one who is the builder. I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. It is God the builder that is God the multiplier. It is not human effort, not human strategy. It is simply God at work. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. So behind the multiplication of the church is God. More specifically, we discover that he is the sender of the word, and is that word that steers and sustains church growth. So somebody will say, oh no, but it's the word, is the word. But who gave the word? The Bible says in the book of Psalm 68 and verse 11, he said, God gave the word, and great were the company of men that published it. God gave. So the word is not, as it were, located by man, but given by God. It is given by God. And as a commission, if there is one thing that we can testify of, is that we have never had a famine of the word. You have never arrived in church one day and the pastor is looking for what to say. At every point in time, there has always been the rain of the word of God, the good word of God. And who is it that gives the word? It is God. It is God. Somebody say, oh, but God's servant has to position himself to hear what God says. That is true. But Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4 says, one, he opened my ear morning by morning. He opened my ear to hear as the learned. So even the hearing of the ear, it is opened by God. And the word that is received, it is released by God. So everything about the word that we see coming our way, day after day, it is always God at work. Can you take this? Understand that even the word that changes your life, that you say, I caught it, it was God that released it. There is what the Bible refers to as utterance. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible tells us there, it said, pray for us. It said that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. So it is God that causes the word to have free course to enter your life, and then causes the word to glorify or decorate your life. So the release of the word is of God. The receiving of the word is of God. The transformative effect of the word is of God. So from start to finish, everything with the word is God. Everything with the word is God. This is so important. And it is that word that we see that gives about the steering and the sustaining of the growth of the church. We saw earlier in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, it said there, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. The word of God increased. So God's word is the one that steers the growth and sustains the growth. In Acts 13 and verse 44, the Bible says that the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city to hear the word of the Lord. The next Sabbath day. So the word that steers the growth is received by God. And when the word is released by God, there is an influx of men, women, boys and girls to receive what God is releasing. So we must understand that the word is not the product of just the diligence of man. No, but the faithfulness of God. It is God that gave the word. It is God that gave the word. Yes, great may be the company of men publishing it, but it is God that gave the word. Think about it. You never come, like I said earlier, to any service where there is no specific word for that day. 6 days of every week, we have the covenant hour of prayer. Every week, we have our midweek service. Every week, we have four Sunday services. And each one of them, there is a word allocation that comes from heaven without fail on a daily basis. There is no day in this church, Monday to Sunday, where there is no fresh word from heaven. There is no day. Monday, covenant hour. Tuesday, covenant hour. Wednesday, covenant hour, midweek service. Thursday, covenant hour. Friday, covenant hour. Saturday, covenant hour and WSF meeting. Sunday, four Sunday services. Monday, God starts again with a fresh word. And he does that 52 weeks every single year. There is no day that God said, oh, I've already tried. I've given them enough word. No need for a new word today. Every new day, there is a new word. And he opened our ears morning by morning to hear the word as the learner. He opens our heart to receive the word. He opens our life to be transformed by the word. And as a result of that, he gathers the multitudes over and over again. It is God that gives the word. It is God that gives the word. Acts chapter 19 and verse 20. It says, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. Territories have been conquered by the word of the Lord. Territories have been taken over by the word of the Lord. This is the doing of God, and it must be continuously appreciated, because it is that word that gathers them. It is that word that sustains them. My prayer for each one of us is that the lifestyle of gratitude and thanksgiving, that we keep sustaining the release of the word, may it become our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to conclude, please take note of this, that through praise, among others, God adds to the church daily such as should be saved. We have seen that God is the multiplier. We have seen that he's the giver of the word. And as we keep praising him, he keeps ensuring that the church keeps growing from glory to glory. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. He added to the church daily. So you and I, as we keep giving glory to God, God keeps building his church. He keeps decorating his church. He keeps advancing his church. And the beauty is this. God does not build his church without decorating his saints. God does not build his church without decorating his saints. The building of the church always culminates in the decoration of the people of God. The Bible makes us to understand very clearly, like we saw earlier in the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7 and verse 19. He said there, out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also do what? Glorify them. As I am multiplying them, I will be decorating them. That's God's operation. So as he keeps multiplying the church in response to our gratitude and our thanksgiving, he keeps glorifying us, decorating us, changing our stories, advancing us. That will be somebody's experience here. And that is why we have been told over and again that in the growth of the church is the glory of the saints. In the growth of the church is the glory of the saints. As God multiplies, God always glorifies. Therefore, get set. As God continues to multiply his church, your glory shall be on the increase. You believe me, say it louder, amen. You will never know a better yesterday. Every day shall be an improvement on the last. Every week an improvement on the last. Every month an improvement of the last. Every year an improvement on the last. And what a joy, we are now in our promised land, which is our season of unusual occurrences. That means what we have seen in the past is the wilderness. Welcome to your season of distinctive testimonies. The kind of testimonies that will make you a living wonder for men to behold. I see it becoming your portion. Rise your feet with me, lift your hand to heaven, and give glory to God. Lord, you are the multiplier. Thank you. Lord, you are the giver of the word. Thank you. Give him thanks. Give him praise from the depth of your heart. Give him thanks and give him praise from the depth of your heart. Give thanks unto God and give praise to his name from the depth of your heart. You are the builder. You are the multiplier. We say thank you. You are the builder. You are the multiplier. We have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We have come to give praise to you. We have come to give glory to your name. We have come to celebrate your faithfulness. Are you thanking God? Thank him, Lord. We have come to say that you are the builder. Every soul added, your hand brought. Every soul that was added to us, it is your hand that brought. No man can come except the Father which is in heaven draw him. You are the multiplier that is able to multiply even 1,000 times so many more than we are. What we have seen is your hand. You have taken us from the days of little beginnings, and you have brought us to this season of unusual happenings, this season of unusual occurrences, this season of distinctive testimonies. We have come with a voice of gratitude and thanksgiving to say that we are grateful. Are you thanking God this morning? Give him the glory that is due unto his name. Give him the honor that is due unto his name. Give him the adoration that is due unto his name. Our Father, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We give you praise and glory and honor and adoration. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As we have given thanks to him, our glory shall be on the increase. I said our glory shall be on the increase. Will you go before God right now and make your declaration concerning this day? Because what you declare, God is sure to deliver. What you declare, God is sure to deliver. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Do so in faith. Do so in faith. Do so with confidence. Do so in faith. And do so with confidence. Right now, speak to the day. This day is declared blessed. A day of testimonies, a day of visitations. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Every one of your declarations today shall be turned to testimonies. It will be a day of good news for you. Favor from heaven will keep speaking on your behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Don't forget, we have our midweek service this evening. We're waiting upon the Lord and gathered together this evening at 6 p.m. across all of our zones. It will be a glorious time in God's presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.